Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about the impact of instant payments, especially on smaller banks. Buckle up. We're discussing an interesting piece about the impact of instant payments, especially on smaller banks. Buckle up.
Sounds crucial in today's fast-paced financial world. So, what's the main takeaway?
Well, the article highlights this real struggle for small banks. They see the need for instant payments. Customers demand it, but face huge hurdles. Think technical difficulties, and of course, the dreaded costs.
Makes sense. Bigger banks have deeper pockets, but are smaller banks really that far behind?
The numbers paint a stark picture. This PYMNTS intelligence report, in collaboration with the Clearinghouse, surveyed about 270 banking execs. A whopping 70% of all financial institutions are connected to instant payment capabilities. But large banks are 6 times more likely to be on those real-time rails.
Wow, 6 times. That's a significant gap. What are the main reasons for this disparity?
Well, the report says roughly 35% of FIs cite difficult technical integration, and almost 29% point to high integration costs. Ouch, right? These challenges hit smaller banks the hardest. I mean, only about 11.5% of the smallest FIs are connected to both real-time platforms, compared to over 57% of the largest.
Got it. So, what's the impact on customer retention? Is it truly a make-or-break situation for smaller banks?
Absolutely. 8 in 10 banks offering instant payments reported a positive impact on customer retention. Customers are using it for everything, paying bills, sending money to each other, even paying down loans.
I see. Interesting. But what about the smaller FIs that are offering instant payments? Are they seeing similar benefits?
Yes. Over 63% of those connected to at least one real-time service saw a very or extremely positive impact. Customers are sticking around.
That's encouraging, but I still worry about the nearly half of small FIs not connected to either RTP or FedNow. What's the solution? Can they catch up?
Well, the article doesn't offer concrete solutions, but it definitely highlights the urgency. Many of these smaller FIs are aiming to implement instant payments within the next year. They know they need to adapt to survive, and the success of their peers shows it's possible.
True. It seems that offering instant payments isn't just a trend, it's a necessity. Smaller banks need to find a way to bridge that gap or risk being left behind.
Exactly. It's a critical challenge, and one they need to tackle head-on. This isn't just about keeping up with the Joneses. It's about survival in a rapidly evolving financial landscape. Thanks for joining us for this important discussion. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.